Okay. Just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, well, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over. Like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over. Smoothly. Easily. Quietly. Comfortably. So that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms. Just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be. And wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing, and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. A good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now. And that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed. And relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, I'm going to count down from 5. And with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Such a relaxed state, such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We are just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, and your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of sophistication, poise, elegance, and refinement. You are proud, knowing that your performances bring you honor and praise. You understand and deeply believe in classical music, and feel a strong love for stringed instruments. Just let yourself relax into them, as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You hear the tick, tick of a metronome. See an open, empty room around you, devoid of all but a single cello, its bow and music stand. You have made a decision to take cello lessons, to learn the art of playing the classical instrument. You approach, sensing its true beauty. You touch the beautiful, solid, polished wood. And, as if by magic, you simply pick up its bow and start to play. The music reaches deep within your soul, the sounds being lighthearted and grave at the same time, every note filled with sophistication. Being alone, every chord echoed through you. The sight, the sound of classical music, and your solitude reaches to your very core, touching you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Playing on your cello is your forte. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb, a nice, warm, tingling feeling. Starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upward slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers begin to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to soothe together, the tips becoming shiny and harder like fingernails. A sturdy, yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, four, then three, then two, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. The bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on two legs anymore. You don't even want to bother try, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms, too, undergo a similar, unstoppable action. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of elegance, of solitude, and grace. You realize how musical you really are. Second to none, performing your cello, you feel majestic on the stage above your crowds. Strangers come from far and wide to see your concerts, and the thunderous applause after recital comforts you. You like to feel validated, to have pride in being the best cellist. You take pride in being an established musician, holding your beloved wooden instrument. Nothing else matters, except, perhaps, the companionship of your friends, whom you appreciate and love to play for. Your finesse is delicate. The love between you and your friends is truly unbreakable. You make yourself happy by listening to classical songs by yourself. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart, to truly be like and be a pony. Graceful and classy, proud and sleek. It feels completely and totally natural to you. As simple as breathing, in and out. Calm, sophisticated, and polished. These are strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind, deep within it, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feel as the changes pass over your ear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes. Different from usual daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two, taking on a smooth shape. Once formed, soft, silken hair bursts forth from it, like a flower in first bloom, and you feel a slight shudder. It is a sleek, dark grey tail making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. You can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, it passes over your neck, and your voice becomes more calm, proud, elegant, feminine one. Feel that the hair on your head spreads outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, flowing, dark grey mane for you to wear with pride. Your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed mare's ears. These are your new ears. You now wiggle them about, curious as you pick up those new, crisper, clearer sounds. Much better to hear your beloved classical music with. They are covered in a soft, plush, grey fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this new set of ears, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. Your face extends out to so naturally form your round head. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out gently, your iris changing color to a lovely magenta tint. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A lovely pony head for an elegant pony. A tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin as you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form and coat. A beautiful grey mare. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You're feeling a bit skeptical, but enthusiastic. Curious of your new body, but enjoying it nonetheless. Even as you speak, your voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body. Recognize all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait and swishing tail, and pointed ears, and classy, graceful, proud feelings. The curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a classical pony. And whenever you say, I'm a classical pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the classy little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They are now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the classy little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the classy little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a classical pony, it will feel even more natural for you. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. One. Waking up now. Returning. Four. Almost there. Five. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoy, little pony.